This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello, Fully Charged Recharged crew.
I would like to apologise.
For what?
For yesterday's podcast intro.
Wasn't it very aggressive? Did you listen back?
It might have been a bit much.
Yeah.
Lucy, our head of marketing, texted me and she said, your podcast intro, ha ha ha, mood. I was like, ow. Our Lucy, she's a bit of a grumpy teenager. So if she thinks mood, I'm thinking, oh, I might have gone a bit far.
You basically told everyone to fuck off.
I was only having a joke, you know.
I know, but I don't know if it landed. You were just a bit angry.
No, I wasn't angry. I was just like, I would love to be doing it. I'll get this done quick, in and out. So I'd like to apologise.
Well, look, he's feeling better today because he's eating a slice of cake that's was sent in for Ian Dempsey and he's robbed a slice.
It's so good.
It looks like really chocolate fudgy.
And we're not allowed to eat on the podcast either.
Oh, feck, well. Feck, feck. All the vultures are around the desk. Am I not going to get a slice of anything?
Go, 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 go.
Oh, fuck. Really, Dave?
You'd save your podcast bit for next week.
Oh.
Go get one. Go.
Oh, you talk to everyone. Make up for yesterday.
What? Oh, bollocks. Okay.
Tell everyone a story.
Okay. I'll tell you this much. Did you see the injustice last night at the Julian Alvarez penalty? I know, I'm sorry I'm eating. He touched the ball with his left foot and instantly... Callum, I have
to
talk.
What's going on here?
Emma started the podcast intro.
Yeah. Oh, you've got a brownie.
And then I got a brownie, walked in, we did the podcast intro, and then Emma noticed that there was vultures around stealing all the brownies, so she ran to get one. And now yeah. I've had to...
Waffle.
Waffle and entertain the listeners because... I was apologising for yesterday's podcast intro where I told him to fuck off.
Yeah.
That's his cake, you have to get one.
It's well, so good.
I've already had a cookie from there, so I don't want to...
We've half. Yeah. Have a taste, I'll pick that up.
Oh, so good.
Oh, it's very heavy. Sorry, Abby, you sit down.
I'll sit down. So I wanted to tell... joking for tomorrow.
Yeah, no, well, we won't be doing it tomorrow.
There'll be no podcast tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, because we're live from the Cup Price Jewellers. This cake.
Tell that on Monday.
It's not even that exciting.
Oh, well, then tell us now.
So bye.
Bye.
Oh, so good.
Wake up. Wake up.
Wake up.
Let's go.
Wake up. It's a new day. Wake up.
Full Spins Fully Charged.
Every day. We're Spins.
Let's go.
Good morning. It's a chilly one.
Good morning. It is a chilly one. Frost. The Lecky gate wasn't working, Emma.
That's not a great
The Lecky gate was frozen over.
I had to go back in and get the spray thing for your windscreen.
To be fair, I beckon love doing that.
It's really satisfying.
I love it so much.
It actually feels like the closest thing to magic.
Yeah.
What is in that thing?
I have no
immediately
idea.
Immediately you can just drive. It's fabulous.
It's amazing. As soon as you spray it on the windscreen and it just disappears all the frost. Ah, mwah, chef's kiss.
You know who I think is getting a bit desperate on the whole Brat campaign? Obviously Miss Charlie XCX.
On the whole Brat campaign?
The Brat campaign is what, a year now almost? It was last summer maybe, was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was the last summer, so coming into about a year now.
And at this point she's in Paris, I presume on the back of Fashion Week, and there's a video doing the rounds last night. She was walking out of some hotel or something, hopping into a car, the usual stuff with fans around with phones out, and a fan says, will you light my cigarette? And she goes, yeah, of course, Dan.
Oh god.
And she stands over, lighter out, hands all around, you know, with the wind, trying to do it, and then says, enjoy, babe.
Oh my
like
god
that. I was like, no.
I really really like Charlie XCX. It's kind of insane how much she's blown up. Like, I remember like a couple of years ago someone coming to me, and I know this is going to sound incredibly privileged, okay, I'm aware of that, but I remember someone coming to me years ago and was like, do you want to interview Charlie XCX? And I was like, nah, I'm grand. Not much to talk to her about.
Well, it's interesting in the sense that her career was there.
It was there for
and
ages.
Grand, and a long
boom,
time.
Boom, clap, tune.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to school, I just want to break the rules, tune. Absolute
forgot
banging
about that
tune.
One.
Yeah.
What else was there?
Oh God, Charlie XCX.
We could be here for a while.
Yeah, we could be.
But she was around for a long time doing kind of dancey stuff, and it kind of goes to show, don't be giving up either.
Dead right.
Which is cool, because do you know the way you couldn't be hanging around for 10 years doing a bit of nothing in that music industry, and then boom, just one of the most sought after artists in the
world.
There
you go. We'll be on BBC Radio 1 in no time, Emma. We just have to keep believe.
You're on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Sabrina Carpenter and Taste here on Spin, your number one hit music station.
Hey.
Yes, Dave.
It's one of those days where we have a story. We have three stories that all have the same basic theme. So I welcome you to a corner.
Yeah, I know it's stupid.
But what corner?
But
here we go. Airplane.
I still hate it, but anyway, go on.
I'm in airplane corner.
Yay!
All right, three stories about airplanes, all kind of surrounding the exact same theme. Now, famously in Ireland, our fast food restaurants are all in normal buildings, on normal streets, in normal towns, with the exception of, like, the convention centre. It's, you know, all our buildings are quite normal, and I hate it. New Zealand, they are just one of the countries doing things right. They have got a McDonald's in what looks like an abandoned and decommissioned plane.
Smart.
And I found out it is a decommissioned plane. This plane had 50,000 hours on it, right? And it's a McDonald's. So as you'll find, the original plane stairs that lead into the restaurant has room for a maximum of 20 diners across 10 tables. There's the cockpit, which is preserved behind a glass wall for some reason, in case maybe someone tries to fly it, get the keys or whatever. The outside of the plane has been repainted and the previous airline name has been replaced with McDonald's. The tail end of the plane features the classic McDonald's golden arches and outside display area and stuff for kids.
Cool!
So it is kind of cool, right?
They need to have the slides on the plane.
That would be... Oh, that's a fantastic idea. I've always wanted to go on one of them slides.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's so unfair that you never get to go on those slides unless you've crashed.
True.
Do you know what I mean?
They should have open days at the airport
exactly.
where you can test the fun features
Thank
of the plane.
Thank you, Dublin Airport. Get on it. However, it's not all good, right? You can't actually order food on the plane.
What?
You have to order food in the McDonald's restaurant next door and then you can take your stuff upstairs to the plane.
It's just an eating kind of chill-out
area. You can bring it on board to enjoy.
I don't know, man. I don't think I'd like to be on a plane unless I was going somewhere.
No, do you know what? I'm kind of the same.
It would mess with me.
I do like the fact
that
New Zealand are trying something different.
Totally. And make use of the structure that's like not going to be in use anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So let's be more like New Zealand. Let's use structures that's not going to be in use anymore. It's warm, they have a great accent and they win rugby tournaments and
they had a former great PM.
They did. And if we have a bit of creativity when it comes to our restaurants, that'd be nice. Moving on to the second plane story. Once again, it seems like we are actually just behind, because when it comes to airplanes being usable buildings, they're even doing it in the UK. In South Gloucestershire, darling, which I presume, Callum's not here, but I presume is quite posh.
Right, it sounds it, all right,
Jeff. It does. Part of a plane was delivered to a primary school to be used as their library, right?
Oh.
The plane flew for 25 years. It was operated by Turkish Airlines and then Libya Air. So the project basically cost the school £15,000.
And what's the idea here? The full plane or like just a part of the plane?
It's just like part of the plane. I think it's like main, it's like without the cockpit and without the tail. Because what you need that for?
Does that not look terribly shite?
Yeah, I'd imagine it does.
Like a car crash situation.
The pupils named it Flying High, which I doubt. we're getting that plane. I feel like we're forgetting that planes are not that big and they're quite uncomfortable. And maybe if you're turning Air Force One into like a sauna or something, yeah, fine. But a normal commercial plane, I can't really see it. I can't stand up in a normal plane and I'm 5'8".
Yeah, I mean? Fair.
And lastly, in Airplane Corner, if you really want to go to a building that's also a plane, off to Amsterdam with you, because there's a hotel you can stay in. There's a literal plane in your hotel room. It's called the Corendon Hotel. I basically saw a TikTok of a guy giving a hotel tour, and he didn't show the plane until the last. He was like, so here's the bed, and it had like a million likes, and I was like, why is this hotel room so popular? Here's the bed, here's the side lamp, here's the view, oh, and also there's a plane. And I was like, whoa, this is absolutely insane. So you can go into the cockpit. It's kind of good for like aviation nerds and stuff like that. So very cool. If you like planes, then there are three places you can go. Although don't go to the primary school, but you can go. You can go to the McDonald's, or you can go to the hotel in Amsterdam.
Back in the good old days of the early noughties or the 90s, did you ever get to see a cockpit when you were getting on board a plane?
I think like I was allowed to peer in, like, and they. You know what I mean, they were.
I was brought in.
Were you?
Yeah.
You were allowed to go everywhere. You fed the hippos at Dublin Zoo, and now you're in a cockpit as well.
Different times. Trust me. And my uncle was driving planes with the Spanish Air Force. And I remember there was this big plane show one day, and we just got to like roam our way around all these planes. And like,
what
essentially reminds me of like what would you say?
And you're not a pilot now.
I'm not a pilot, no, but you got to just roam free.
Like a Top Gun area.
Essentially, yeah.
Very
it was incredibly cool. I'd love the 90s. Bring back the 90s, baby. Spins,
fully charged. Recharged.
What's going on?
Lads, I got my new mattress.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so big deal yesterday.
You were talking about this.
I came home to what felt like a building site.
I hope you didn't pay for it.
Now the landlord paid for it in fairness.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Like, let's normalise getting landlords to pay for stuff.
But I think that's pretty solid, isn't it? That like the landlord would pay for stuff like that.
Yeah, like
it depends on how
old was the last one? Like, but 10 years, 15 like, years?
Probably. Yeah, I'm sorry now. But I'm not a germaphobe, but I am also aware that many bodies have been in that mattress over the years. So it was time for a change.
Well, that's your fault, you know. You're a little bit of a...
No, excuse me. No. Many other housemates were in that room. They may have frequented with some of the people in her 20s as we were all exploring. How dare you?
We know Emma. Oh, we know you now. Joking.
It's a horrible accusation at 20 past 7 on a Thursday morning.
No, it's empowering.
Yeah, such a feminist our day.
Yeah.
No, listen, the mattress is, I was like, saw it when it arrived in the room and I went up and, lads, I was absolutely mortified. I forgot there was mattress men going into my room. And when I went up to the mattress.
The cousins of mattress maker.
Yeah. When the mattress men had left, I was like dying to go for a look.
Yeah.
There's a pair of my knickers on the floor.
There was a pair of your knickers?
Oh, I forgot.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Not great.
It was very embarrassing. Very embarrassing.
Maybe it was theirs and they left it behind.
Maybe.
You never know.
One's identical to mine. Anyway, so I hopped over. I literally was like, oh, I'm going to literally spear jump over onto that bed now. I can't wait.
Did you make it first? Did you put like sheets and all on it first?
Not first. I need to do a jump first to see what we were dealing with.
Was there a plastic bag all over it?
No, it was actually been taken off, in fairness to the mattress men.
Okay, very good.
Nearly broke my arm.
Oh no.
Lads, it's like they're after buying me a rock.
Oh no.
It's like a crater, this thing.
I don't know if that means it's really, really expensive or really, really cheap.
I think it just depends, but a firm mattress I think is good for your back and all. But this is like dead arm situation.
I need lumps in my back to be able to sleep. I want a spring going into my ass.
Even though you said about the amount of beds people that were in that mattress over the years. There was a hole in the middle of it and I loved sinking down there.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved it. I'd be like, oh, here we go. We're down in the middle. I'm so cozy, like a little toasted cinnamon
bun. See, this is the thing. I always go mad at Pippa because her bed is like actually good. A good bed and I hate it. Mm. I hate it. I'm like, no, I need lumps and I need springs and I need it to creak. And
I need one like bit of a muscle that I have to just lie in here between these two big blobs.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've been looking up suggestions. I've woken up today with a bad back. I'll be honest with you, right? And it's nothing to do with my age. I'm only in my early 30s. It's to do with the fact that I essentially slept on a rock last night. Break it in. So they're just saying it just give it more time. They're saying to add pressure to the mattress, which I think would be fun.
How about
that's it. There's potential.
Maybe some.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Well, the pressure here they're suggesting is more so to walk over it continuously.
Oh, that's a tough position.
They're saying to warm up the room when placed under pressure and heat.
Mm.
Memory foam mattresses mold around the natural shape of your body.
Oh, right.
That's interesting.
It's a sexy bed.
Dave. Change your sleeping position. I don't know, but I go into fetus position.
Do you?
Yeah, I sleep fetal position, yeah.
Okay.
Hands under head.
Hands under head as if you're a cartoon character?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I have to be touching my face.
What do you
relaxing.
Like?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know about your suggestion.
Emma dreams in bubbles as well. You can just see the dream.
Yeah. I just sometimes if I wake up in the middle of the night, I'm like, we'll get back to you after I go for a wee, we'll see. Yeah, look, there's. We'll have to see. You're on spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
New Irish music from New Era. It's called Generation Love and it's a banger.
I really do like it, in fairness.
You're on spin. It's Emma and Dave.
Oh, what?
What's it
going on with this? 1 second at the cinema, do you say? Yes, yes, yes. This is where we play you 1 second of a movie clip and you have to guess that movie. If you guess it, you will win IMC Cinema Passes. It's as simple as that.
It kind of works quite well, this game, because, you know, you can go and see a movie having identified a movie.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
And also, it always puts you in the mood to watch said movie. Always. Now, I have no idea what the movie is today. Emma, do you have any idea?
I do.
Do you? Did you choose it?
I didn't choose it, but I was informed by ye olde producer Callum.
Why? Why?
Probably because he knows that I wouldn't have a clue.
This is
anyway, ridiculous. And it would mean nothing to me, so maybe just have someone in the room who's informed.
Okay, well, someone clueless and someone clued in. That is our whole show, to be fair. All right, so let's have a listen. It's up to me, basically, to see if I can guess it.
Your job listening is to identify this movie, and if you can and you think you know, cinema in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. Messages that into us and you can win yourself tickets to the IMC Cinema.
Is Left Behind.
Oh, damn it. I wasn't really paying attention. I've kind of forgot to pay attention.
Okay, here we go.
Is Left Behind.
It's Left Behind.
Damn it.
Is Left Behind.
I know it. I don't.
Is Left Behind.
Over the last couple of weeks, you've said to me that I have picked some really obscure movies, and in fairness, last week was The Rugrats in Paris. And
yeah, that was pretty obscure.
I actually think that could have been a straight-to-VHS film, not even a cinema film. This week, it's very mainstream. It's oldish,
yeah.
But if you know it, you know it.
Is it fair to say that this? Actually, I'm not gonna say.
Oh, you're going to give a clue there, and I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, I won't do that then. All right.
Get Left Behind.
Oh, that's annoying because I know that there's something before that. It's something. Gets Left Behind.
Gets Left Behind.
I have it, baby.
My God, here we go. Here we go. The light bulb is on. It is.
Yes.
Come on. Dave is correct. Are you? 087 711 103. Get your guesses over with the word cinema, please. God, I needed a fun song. It's such a fun song.
It's brilliant.
Dolce at Spin. Listen, in case you're wondering, the new home of the Golden Ticket is after 9:30 each day at Spin. And we still have that gorgeous holiday. 7 weeks in the sunshine to go. If you would like to register to play the Golden Ticket this morning, we need the word golden from you in a WhatsApp, okay? Just the word golden. Send it over to 087 711 1038.
You did say 7 weeks in the sunshine. I do have to clarify. It's 7 days.
Oh, wahoo!
As much as I would love to give you a 7 week holiday. It is 7 days, but it is golden in a WhatsApp.
Seven,
that way. Seven.
I don't even want to go now.
7 weeks would be way beyond your annual leave, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. No one can really go then either.
I don't know how much you have, but my God, that'd be very, very nice. 7 weeks.
Lads, we came in this morning and myself and Dave are quite thrown because there was a delivery on our desks and it says to Emma and Dave. What's it say? For you guys? Or just for you, Emma and Dave?
It's just a big for Emma and David.
And it's on a sheet of paper. And on the bottom of the sheet of paper is like, what would you say, a family pack small mini Mars bar?
Just one.
Just one?
Yeah, just one, which is not fantastic. Would you see, it was the interesting thing is we also got another package. I walked into work today and went, ooh, a package. Basically, picture this, the band have a new tune out and I think it's called Let's Try Love because they gave us a box of chocolates and the thing on the box of chocolates says, Let's Try Love. And then I went around to the table and there was this other note that said for Emma and David and it was a Mars bar and I was like, okay, so picture this, sent us lovely, lovely box of chocolates and then there's this blank sheet of paper for Emma and David written in green marker and a tiny little Mars bar.
I'm like, listen, was it you? Who did this? We'll never know. There's no answers. There's no clarity. We don't even know where to start looking.
It looks
for this
a
person.
Little bit like a ransom note.
It does.
Like the chocolate bar is like the one up from the size that you would get in the celebration.
The
celebrations are super small.
It's a nib.
It's like trick or treat chocolate.
Yeah.
Really small, fun size bar.
I don't know how we handle the situation.
You can split it in half. Do eat it.
Yeah,
we could do that. I'll get a knife. I like the way picture this is sending us nice, fancy chocolates.
Yeah.
And maybe picture this sent the lovely, fancy chocolates, and like, I don't know, the academic sent these.
I'm trying to get one up on picture.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
There's Alex Warren and Ella Henderson and Carry You Home. You're on Spin.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to 1 Second in the Cinema, a game where we play you 1 second of a movie and you have to guess that movie within that 1 second clip. It actually is a lot easier than... It's a lot easier said than done.
Guess what?
Go on.
Guess what? I wouldn't have a clue.
No, you shouldn't.
Oh, guess what?
I was about to be like, I don't know. You don't know it?
Haven't a notion.
Gets Left Behind.
Shauna thinks she knows, though. How are you?
All good, all good.
Good. All right, Shauna, here is the clip of the movie.
Gets Left Behind.
What is that movie?
Is it Lilo and Stitch?
Lilo and Stitch. Interestingly enough, that is becoming...
A live action
movie.
Which I learned last week doesn't mean it's going to get evil. It just means it's going to be like more real.
It's not going to get action-y. It's just going to be more like humans.
Yeah, I watched a trailer of that yesterday.
Shauna, let's see if you're correct.
Ohana means family. Family means nobody
gets left behind.
Oh my God, what a movie. Shauna, incredible stuff. But did you only watch it recently or did you just know?
Probably recently enough, yeah. But I'll always remember that line.
I do love that movie.
Now, hold on the heart.
Shauna, don't worry. I will do my Stitch impression for you.
Oh,
don't
Shauna.
Worry. Don't worry. Just calm down, Shauna. I'll do it for you, okay?
Ohana means family. Family means nobody gets left behind.
I have to give it to him, Shauna, in fairness.
Yeah, that was all right.
Shauna, you're off to the cinema on us. A pair of IMC cinema passes headed your way. Thanks very much for
congratulations,
listening.
Congratulations,
Shauna. Perfect. Thanks so much.
Shauna, will you do us a favour and text us back your address and your air code just so we, and your full name just so we can send you out the IMC cinema passes?
Yeah, perfect. Thanks very much,
Shauna.
Here we go. Happy day.
Thanks, Shauna. Your Lilo or your Stitch impression is very similar to your Alvin and the Chipmunks impression of last week.
I don't think so. Oh, Hannah Mills family and want a plane. Yeah, you're dead right, actually, Emma. Want a plane that loops, I want a hula hoop.
Maybe it's the same voice actor.
Yeah.
Maybe you're onto something there.
It's just Stitch doing an Alvin and the Chipmunks song.
Kendrick Lamar now at Spin. This is Not Like Us.
Recharged.
And a few moments ago, we played you a second at the cinema, and Dave did his Stitch impression on the back of the film being Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, Hannah Mills family.
I said it sounded kind of like your Alvin and the Chipmunks impression from last week.
One for playing that looks the loop.
Jack was in touch saying you sound like Jar Jar Binks. Is that Star Wars?
Yeah, it's Star Wars. No, Mr. Stee. Mr. Kaltata Binks. I've never seen it, so.
Right, okay.
I just looked up that.
There's something Daffy Duck about it as well.
I don't think Daffy Duck sounds like that. But I think Daffy Duck sounds like...
Does Daffy Duck speak?
That's a good Daffy Duck.
That's a brilliant Daffy Duck. But does he say anything or is he just making those noises?
I can't. If I try and speak while doing that, I will have an aneurysm. So it's... I can't do it.
Good morning. Welcome to Thursday.
Hey, good morning. What's going on? Oh, good Thursday already. This is fantastic. We're getting close to a long weekend. I have a new addiction and it's not good. It's really, really not good. Mini eggs. Right? It's around mini egg season, so it's very easy to get addicted to them. However, they have a new flavour. Mini eggs orange flavour.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Do you know what? It's so weird that you're saying this. Yesterday evening with a cup of tea, I'd gone to the shop.
Yeah.
Dairy Milk mini eggs.
I've had that. I've never had one before. I've had
the
that.
Crispiness.
It was nice. See, I don't. The only thing I don't like about that, it's a very nice bar, but they're lying to us, and I don't like that.
What do you mean?
They're not mini eggs in the bar. They're almost like little mini Smarties, and they're being like, "Oh yeah, it's just money. It's just mini eggs."
It's like the crispiness of the exterior of a mini egg. But yeah, inside is just Cadbury chocolate. Anyway.
Yeah, I know, but like those tiny little, when you bite off a piece of the chocolate and you see the little bits of the things that are supposed to be mini eggs, they're not mini eggs.
Right. Okay.
They're actual little Smarties, and I'm like, I don't trust you anymore. But mini eggs oranges can do no wrong.
Right.
Honestly, I don't know where they came from, whose idea it was. Someone who obviously loves orange chocolate, and I'm not even a massive fan of orange chocolate. Like, it's fine. These are unbelievable. I have an addiction. I've eaten, in the past 2 days, I've eaten 3 bags.
Full bags?
Full bags.
Share bags?
They're kind of share bags, but they're crap. Like, they're full of air. Do you know what I mean? Like, filled to the brim with air.
That's so nuts, is these bags and stuff. Do you ever see it with cereal as well, where 70% of it's just air in the bag?
It's so annoying. Yeah, it is just annoying. Fill the thing. I'd say when you open a bag of this, there's probably about, I want to say, 20 mini eggs.
That's not good enough,
it's
though.
It's not. No. The bag could hold about 45.
Amount of eggs. And it also annoys me that they don't just let us have the mini eggs all year.
What is that?
Just give me the mini eggs.
Ah, it's so annoying.
Like Easter. Yeah. What even is Easter? No offense.
Totally with you.
You know what I mean? You're listening to Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Chapel Ronan, good luck, babe, on Spin. And you could be heading off to a chapel yourself soon because it's a massive day tomorrow here on the show. We are teaming up with the Cup Price Jewelers. And tomorrow, somebody is going to win a €5,000 engagement ring. David Hammond, stop. What are you looking at that for?
That was excellent.
Right.
Speaking of chapel, you could be going there.
The segue,
Emma. I mean,
gonna get mad.
No, you're ruining it now in yourself.
Yeah, sorry, so I was just trying to really emphasize the point of what
talking.
I meant by that.
You've absolutely killed it and then you ruined it. You did so well. So speaking of chapel, because chapel run, and you could be getting married, €5,000 engagement ring, cup price jewelers. It was phenomenal. You didn't even plan that, did you?
No, I didn't.
It just came out of you. Unbelievable. Well done. That's why she's on the big books. That's unbelievable. Well done, Emma Nolan. Listen, Cup Price Jewelers is located in the Liberties, and they have high quality engagement rings and wedding bands for your big day in store and online. And on Friday morning, tomorrow, we're going to be, I keep forgetting that's tomorrow, we're going to be live from the Cup Price Jewelers from 7 a.m. Very, very special show. We're going to have three couples battle it out for that €5,000 engagement ring.
We've been meeting our couples that are going head to head tomorrow over the last few days. On Tuesday, we met Anna. She's been with her partner Fran for 4 years and they just moved in to a house together. Yesterday, we met Shannon, who's been with Padraig for 5 years. They have two young daughters together. And our final couple this morning we're meeting is Kaylee and Luke. They're all going to be with us in the morning, vying for that 5,000 euro engagement ring. Are you up to 90 with excitement now, Kaylee?
Yeah, I still can't believe it.
But how does Luke feel about all this?
Well, he's getting prepared. We don't know what to expect. Don't know if it's going to be a little game, like if he has to know, things about me. But we're with each other 6 years this year, so we should know everything.
You should know enough. Yeah. I love that.
No
I don't
clues from Callum knowing what to prep. No,
I don't even know. I don't even know what's going to come up at all, Kaylee. So I wish I could give you a clue, but I couldn't. Only producer Callum knows. We haven't an absolute notion. That's the same for most shows that we do, Kaylee, to be honest. And tell me this, you and Luke, where did you meet?
So, we didn't meet. It was a bit cliche.
You've never met, have you?
He followed me on Instagram and I eventually followed him back and it started from there.
Listen, it's the same thing. Loads of people are meeting on Instagram. That's no
very
problem.
Huge.
Yeah, it's
I
up
like
the generation.
It. Yeah.
It is. And you're in your mid-20s now and you met when you were, 18 or 19 then?
We met in 2019.
Right, okay. Right. So you're only in your mid-20s now and marriage is on the cards already. You must know he's a good egg.
Yeah, I just want a big rock on my finger and I'm happy.
And did he slide into the DMs back on Instagram, Kaylee?
He did, and I actually kind of gave him the scene. And
I did.
I was just like, who is this?
Okay.
So he liked some of my photos, and then I was like, come here, what's going to happen? And then I liked one of his photos, and then he slid into my DMs, and then we met up for a date, and now we have two beautiful kids, and we're happily in love.
Oh my God, Luke, little player that is Luke, fair play to him.
What was it about that?
You know what, he didn't give up on that to him.
Yeah, you have pointing. To. I really like the graph that he put in, and it just goes to show anyone listening, sure, keep trying. You never know. You
keep
never
trying,
know.
Yeah, just keep swimming.
Yeah, don't be creepy swimming. About it, but keep trying for sure.
When it comes then to the engagement itself, Kaylee, have you guys discussed this? Does he kind of know what you're doing here? I presume he does if you've said you're practicing.
You know what? Like I said to him, I goes, do it your own way, but we're actually going to Disneyland at the end of the month. And we're going on my birthday, and I said, listen, my perfect proposal would be in front of the fireworks. I said you just have to, that would be my dream. But then again, it's his way and his own way of doing it, so I'm sure he wouldn't disappoint either way.
Okay, very good.
But
all right.
The thing about it is, you could have this $5,000 towards that engagement ring in the bag, and it could still happen at Disneyland. So,
I know.
If that's your dream, let's say it again. Let's just put it out into the universe. In front of the fireworks at Disneyland.
Manifestation.
Hint, hint, hint. Okay, not quite a hint, more
Luke's,
of a demand.
Luke's
of a,
there listening, going, now she's really going to be surprised when I do it at the local shipper.
I always. Well, you know, but once I'm fed, I'm happy. But I said to him, I don't care where you do it. I go, it can be in the middle of a shopping centre. I said, once I have my nails done, if I don't have my nails done, I said, I'll never forgive you.
Kaylee, well, listen, we will see you on Friday at the Cup Prize Jewellers to potentially win that 5,000 euro engagement ring. The very best of luck.
Oh, I'm delighted. Thanks very much. I'm looking forward to it.
Good
Thank
luck.
You.
To meet you.
See you Friday.
You too. See you Friday. Bye.
Bye, bye, bye. And just a reminder for you listening as well, make sure you're with us in the morning, first of all, to find out which lucky couple will scoop that 5,000 euro towards an engagement ring. But there's also going to be prizes for you listening.
Ooh, nice.
For listening to the show. So you could be getting yourself some bling. All live, as we said, from the Cup Prize Jewellers tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
Recharged.
We've done a lot of things on this show where we've put in a lot of effort, and unfortunately nothing has ever come close to the reaction we get when we do this. Welcome to Dave Ranks. Hell yeah. This is where I rank things that I enjoy. And when I say my favourite or my least favourite, that is gospel. You must accept that. So far we have done Phineas and Ferb songs, and number one was Busted, and then we did Alvin and the Chipmunks, and then we did Hannah Montana Transitions. Today's edition of Dave Ranks.
What is it?
Is Westlife songs.
Oh, here we go. Things are going to get very controversial on this show. What have you done?
Oh, yes, it will. Oh, yes, it will. I have ranked my favourite Westlife songs. I have not ranked who I think... songs who I think other people will enjoy. I have ranked what I enjoy.
And we all have to take that on board and go forth with that information.
In fifth place, It's already going to be controversial because it's a Billy Joel song. It's Uptown Girl. Uptown Girl. Fifth place. Grand. Absolutely grand. Thoughts so far?
It deserved to be included, maybe, but I don't know what else you have in there. So I'm calm for now.
Well, number four, I think, deserves no more than four. It's World of Our Own. World of Our Own in fourth place. Callum is already shaking his head.
Well, I will say that none of my personal top three Westlife songs have featured yet, so I still have hope.
That's okay. Yeah. Maybe we share the top three.
Maybe we do.
In third place, When You're Looking Like That. Come on. Third place. Why are you shaking your head?
No, I disagree.
We haven't gotten to the best one. We haven't gotten to the best one yet. In second place of Dave Ranks this week, Westlife songs. Oh, it's Bop Bop Baby.
Now, I'm upset. I'm still looking for a Fool Again. Can't believe that. Still looking for Swear It Again, If I Let You Go. I'm getting concerned now. My love.
Interesting.
Over fields from coast to coast.
Well, Dave. The number one song in Dave Ranks this week for Westlife songs, the greatest song they have ever released, and I will hear no more about it, it's Evergreen. I'm gonna take this moment. And you can't argue. It's the best song. It's the best song that they have. It's so, so good.
What about I Made It Obvious?
Yeah, fine. Absolutely fine.
I spend more time than I... Well, I'm going to admit it now. So much time just asking my Alexa to play Westlife songs.
Really?
I just love them so much.
See, unfortunately, we're cool and we're young, we're hip and we don't really play Westlife that much because it's kind of a 90s kind of band. So that's my only way of ever playing Westlife on the show was by ranking their top songs.
Of course,
songs.
And you just got to do what you got to do.
And I'd imagine people are very, very happy, producer Callum, with my rankings.
You say that. The reviews are in. Kaylee said, all my personal favourites... except number one.
What, Kaylee?
Evergreen reminds me of Will Young. Good song, but not sure on the order for the rest. That's fair enough from Kaylee, because when you play Evergreen, I don't even think of Westlife.
Really?
When you mention
think of Will Young?
Yeah.
Did he cover Next Factor?
And 100%. Another one in there from Sarah Jane. I thought Evergreen was Will Young's song.
I actually did. I thought they were two different songs, to be honest.
Exactly the same song.
Will Young obviously came second and covered the Westlife song. Well, on Next Factor.
It was the original OG pop idol, and it was back in the day when they both sang the same song, kind of.
I don't think there's any song that will make you feel quite like number one, like Evergreen. I'm gonna take this moment. I'm standing up in my seat and I'm clapping and I'm swaying from side to side. I'm sitting back down.
I'm pretty sure I've seen Westlife about five times and they've never done that in any of their shows.
Sort it out, Nikki.
That's ridiculous.
Nikki loves a bit of Dublin Breakfast Radio if
you're
there.
That's ridiculous, Nikki.
Get it on the playlist. All right, maybe your most controversial one yet.
Yeah.
We'll see what he has.
What'll I do next week?
Next week for Dave Ranks. This is new Lisa.
You can't be called Lisa. Like, as an artist, come on.
I know, she's definitely the most famous Lisa in the world, isn't she?
Who is she? I don't even know
She's from a K-pop band.
Oh, she's that Lisa.
She was in White Lotus as well.
Oh, well, then that, because she can do what she wants.
Absolutely.
She's great.
It's coming up on 8:30. It's the girly quiz. And it is time. Once a week, myself and the ladies across Dublin and beyond, we come together, we quiz our Dave on all things girly. We're going to do it again this week, as we always do on a Thursday. And the same rules apply. Dave has three questions he must answer correctly to win the week. But some help is provided for him. by means of lifelines. One is a 50-50, just like a Simplify option, and the other is where we're going to need your help on.
Where would I be without my phone, my lifelines, especially my phone of female? Mm. It's the best lifeline ever.
Essentially, the idea here is you, if you're female, will likely know the answers to these questions. Dave and men generally will probably not. Mm. So if you are a female and you'd like to register to win yourself, guess what? Guess what? Guess what?
One, what have we found?
€50!
50 quid! Oh, we went diving down the back of the couch, did we?
Yeah, another 50 quid for the taking. Wowee. Cold hard cash, baby.
Very nice.
If you'd like to win and be Dave's phone a female this morning, the word girly, please. That's us knowing that you're interested. 087 711 1038 on WhatsApp. The word girly will do, and you can win yourself 50 quid.
You know what's great about the phone a female? It literally is like, you know, in like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, when they do the phone a friend, you don't actually know that the friend is going to know the answer. It could be about books, and they could be ringing someone who knows about movies. The phone a female is so good because it's like acting came up on the question, and my friend is Robert Downey Jr.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? And I'm like, hey, what's the story with this? It's so brilliant.
Well put. Well put, sir. 087 711 1038. Register now for your chance to win a whopping 50 quid.
The girly quiz. Makeup, nails and tips. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies. Let's get quizzy.
Whoa. What's a girlin'?
What's a girlin'?
Welcome to the Girly Quiz. Once a week, myself and the ladies of Dublin, we come together and we don't bully, we educate our Dave and the men listening far and wide about all things girly, inside and out. Just to say as well, you heard there, Sade singing the Girly Quiz theme tune. You voted on the show on Monday whether you wanted this kind of AI job of the Girly Quiz to take over, the screamer kind of, is it called screamer?
Yeah, kind of screamo. Or will we kind of continue to have the Barbie themed... Yeah, you know, Girly Quiz theme tune.
It was tight, but the winner was to maintain the Barbie theme tune. So we've a megastar.
Yes.
Confirmed, who will be taking that over very, very soon. More as we get it on this breaking news story.
Very exciting.
All right, just to say a couple of things regarding the Girly Quiz. Dave has two lifelines to help him win the week. One is standing by, it's Laura, his phone a female. The other is to Simplify. Laura, how are you this morning, girl?
I'm all good, not a bother. How are you?
Ready to go.
Laura, tell me this now.
I'm ready.
What are you great at when it comes to girly things? What's your specialty?
God, probably a bit of beauty.
Beauty, okay.
I do lashes and brows and that on the side of my actual job.
Do you? Okay, you've got a little mixer.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Yes, I did a mixer.
All right, Laura. Well, nice one. I will be coming to you if there's any beauty stuff coming up. I'm hoping there is. Thanks, Laura.
Okie dokie.
All right, stay there.
Stand by. And just to say as well, this is the Girly Quiz. We cover things female in and out, up and down, if you know what I'm saying. So if there's kids in the car, hand on the dial. That's us covered now, Dave. Off you go.
I can say whatever I want now.
Question number one on the Girly Quiz this week, Dave, is kitten, peep and T-strap.
Damn it.
Are all types of what?
Pet names.
Mm-hmm. How's my little T-strap this morning? Oh, how's my little peep? How are you, little peep?
Kitten.
Peep.
Kitten, peep. Meow. And T-strap.
T-strap sounds feisty.
They have to be... Are they bikinis? Kitten.
What would a peep do if it was a bikini? Little peep of the nip.
I'd say there's like a little... Yeah, like almost like a little door. You can open up... Boop. Like a little sliding window or something. A patio door.
A patio door. If you're saying that peep is a bikini, then what would kitten look like?
Oh, just real... Meow. Real sexy, you know, real... Okay, kitten, peep and teapot.
Strap.
Teapot. Kitten, peep... Ah, I haven't a clue!
Come on!
It's the strap for me that makes me think that it's...
Feisty or...
Kitten, peep...
What kind of straps do you get?
A T-strap hole? A peephole?
Please don't say peephole in the radio.
I don't know. I don't know is the answer. And I don't even have an inkling. Which is a great word, inkling.
Think about T-strap there for a second.
T-strap. A T-strap. Maybe something that goes over the neck and also down the back. Or maybe it's a top. Maybe it goes over your shoulders and no, because
down the cleavage,
then your boobs would be on show. I've no idea. I'm gonna have to call in Laura. I think it's something beauty. I think it's something maybe clothes. Laura, are you there?
Yes.
You are.
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank God. All right, Laura. I'm only on question one, and I need your help already. 30 seconds on the clock. I'm loving if you could tell me kitten, peep, and T-strap. What the hell are they?
It is to do with your shoes. There's kitten heels, there's peep toe, there's tee strap.
Stop. Heels. I have never in my life heard of this. Ever, ever, ever. So it's something to do with your shoes.
Yes, it is.
Could you be more specific?
Be more specific, Laura.
Type of shoe, type of heel, high heel.
Type of
different
high
types of heels.
Okay, type
the strap
of high
on the heel,
heel
the peep toe. Yes.
Okay.
30 seconds up.
I'm gonna go with strap or type of heel. It's the type of strap on a high heel.
Are you saying the type of strap on a high heel?
The type of strap on a high heel. That's what she said. So I'm gonna go with strap on a high heel.
David.
No!
It's just a high heel. It's not about the strap.
I thought it was the strap because kitten.
Just the high heel. They're just types of heels.
Damn it.
Oh, man.
Type of heels on a shoe. I was saying strap as in, just to give you a hint, the strap, the heel.
A hint? You could have given me the answer.
The heels. Laura, that 50 quid we found down the back of the sofa, that's all yours. Thank you very much.
You don't deserve it, Laura. You don't deserve it.
I gave you enough.
Laura, you did. That's fair enough. Have a fantastic day in Jay.
Okay, you too.
Enjoy the 50 quid. Good luck.
Bye. Okay, we rock on. David was right there.
What's the point anymore?
Question number two, Dave. Pillow Talk is the name of a range of products from which makeup brand?
I can tell you who sings it.
My enemy, my Ella.
Zayn Malik. Great song.
Pillow Talk is the name of a range of products by which makeup brand?
Pillow Talk. It's gotta be. I'm trying to think of any makeup brand. I can think of Sculpted by Amy. I can think of Fuchsia. Was that one at one point? I can think of I can't think of any. I'm going to have to simplify, I think.
Wow.
This is the most pathetic girly quiz.
I actually think you should just go for try and get three wrong answers. entering simplified mode.
Dave, Pillow Talk is the name of a range of products from which makeup brand?
This is pathetic.
Is it A, Charlotte Tilbury? Is it B, Sculpted by Amy?
Sculpted by Amy was on the girly quiz with us for a while.
Yeah.
As a Grafton Street shop.
You're just naming all the things you know by Amy.
And Charlotte Tilbury was on a billboard on Pierce Street.
Lovely.
So that's all I know about them. That's my final answer. I'm going to go Charlotte Tilbury because she's been on the billboards quite recently, and I'd imagine it's something to do with Pillow Talk.
Of course, that makes sense. Good logic. You're correct.
Yay!
All right, well done.
Oh, my God.
One wrong, one right as we crack in to question number...
This is so bad.
...three. You're on your own, pal. On your own. Is that a football chant?
Yes, it is. Well done. Okay.
Dave, what part of the female reproductive system...
Oh, crap.
...produces eggs?
What produces eggs? Okay, let's name some stuff in a woman. You have the fallopian tubes, which I'm pretty sure transport the eggs from the...
They're like the road.
Uvula? No, that's the thing in your mouth. Your womb? Your womb is where the baby goes. What about... When you get that procedure done and you get the thing taken out, do you get the womb taken out? No. Do you get something else taken out? I'm going to go with...
I really want to know what else other things are in a woman.
Well, you've got your labia.
Yeah, exactly. Labia, yeah.
You've got your labia. It's the thing. And do you know what? I actually think I know it, but I can't think of the word. Homer Simpson says it once when he's sore. No, it's Bart Simpson. He says, oh, my ovaries. I think it's ovaries. I think they make the egg. But no, they don't. They definitely don't. Is it?
Which part of the female reproductive system produces eggs?
My biology teacher's gone mad at the radio now. Listen to this.
Bart said my ovaries were sore.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to go with ovaries. My ovaries, they have to be for something. I don't know what they're for, but maybe it's for producing eggs.
You're correct.
That doesn't feel great.
Here we are trying to educate on the Girly Quiz, and he refers back to Bart Simpson for reference.
Oh, my ovaries.
Oh, my ovaries.
Thank God for the Simpsons, eh? And just, honestly, much more helpful than Laura.
Laura, who literally said a type of high heel, and you go, it's got to be the strap on a high heel, eh? It's got to be specifically just the strap. Around 20 past 8 each Thursday, you can catch Dave Ranks, which is where he ranks loads of random things that he likes. Over the last few weeks, it's been really fun stuff.
Yeah, Phineas and Ferb and Hannah Montana transitions and Alvin and the Chipmunk songs.
This week is probably our most controversial yet. Dave ranked Westlife songs, and this made it to number one. I'm going to take this moment.
See me right now. I'm just elated. I feel good. I feel powerful.
It's so hard to try not to sing when that's playing. I'm like, I'm not going to ruin it for people listening, but I'm trying so hard not to sing. Another great example, Dave Ranks, of public service broadcasting at its finest.
Oh, go on. See, people love this. They always say it's the best thing about their week. They always say it. People are always coming up to me and they say, the best thing about their week.
Gemma was on. Emma, or Dave, you've actually just given me another idea for a first dance song at my wedding with Evergreen.
Evergreen. I'm going to take this moment and make it last forever. I'm going to give my heart away
and pray
and stay together. Oh, it's beautiful. You're welcome.
Let's go. Go. Go.
Here I go. Fully charged.
Spins fully charged. Feels so
good.
Hey, what's going on?
Dave, would you say I look well today?
Oh God, here we go. Right,
it's now, a trap.
Lads,
don't do it.
Lads, watch this. Watch this now, lads. Watch this. All right, this is a teaching moment, okay? So, eyes up here. Eyes up here. Emma, I'd say you look great every day. Oh. You don't even have to ask.
Wow. Wow.
Now, you see, lads, what I've done there is completely diffuse the situation, right? Because whatever she's feeling today, she will no longer feel for the rest of the day.
But I also know that you're lying to your teeth because I look like a bag of poo.
No.
So let's just describe how I look here, okay? So the hair hasn't been washed in two. We're trying to drain it out of the daily washing, so it's a bit greasy.
I've seen your hair worse.
Brilliant. Yeah. Scratch of makeup to be seen?
No. Fresh face, like clean face.
That's nice. Yeah. Okay.
No spots.
We're really in spring. What are we sporting on the top?
We're kind of like a
quarter zip-ish.
It's a quarter zip,
fleece.
But it's like it's a Columbia fleece.
Like November.
It's giving Safari Park.
Yeah. I'm also wearing on my feet Adidas Adidas runners, socks that look like a bit rough, to be honest. Like they're in bits. And then red Adidas tracksuit pants. We work with some very serious people in this building, and ever since I started getting up at whatever 5:30 in the morning, my idea of beauty has just dropped.
Okay.
Yeah. I have clothes in the wardrobe that I go, oh, do you know what? I'll buy that for work, and then go as if I'm putting on a blazer at 5:30 in the morning. Give me a hoodie.
But you know what's so funny is last night I was laying out my clothes because I always lay out my clothes the night before.
Just to
wear whatever when I get up in the morning, I can put on the clothes. And I put on I put green pants, so kind of like, you know, camo pants or whatever. Mm. And then I also had a grey hoodie, and I also had a blue t-shirt. And I went, that's absolutely ridiculous. Underneath the grey hoodie, I need to get myself a white t-shirt. So I put on a white t-shirt instead, and I was like, happy wearing a t-shirt, because what if I take my hoodie off? They'll think I look ridiculous. Emma comes in, genuinely look like she's been shot with a clothes cannon.
Thank you very much.
And I'm like, no, I can't wear a blue t-shirt with green pants.
Each morning I look like I've been shot with a clothes cannon, and whatever is on me is on me. And I just walked up the stairs with a serious person from our neighbouring station here, Today FM, who said, hey Em, you look lovely. And I know she genuinely wasn't trying to throw a dig. She genuinely was not trying to throw a dig. I was like, thanks. I need to try a bit harder. Over the last number of months, you've been introduced to some brand new brilliant presenters through our on-air talent search here.
Oh, yeah.
they've all been taking on Sunday shows and getting to grips with radio and getting a basis for it to take on.
They're
going to
be huge.
I think so too, Dave.
Second Trump impression of the day. I'm sorry.
Up next and kicking off our brand new show on Spin this Sunday from 9 is Emer.
Woo!
Emer joins us this morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. It's lovely to see such a bright, happy face. You're obviously excited about this, it goes without saying.
100%, because I'm definitely not a morning person at all.
Are you not?
No.
But well done for getting up early.
Thank you.
We do it every day. Aren't we wonderful?
We are, yeah.
We are wonderful.
Aren't we wonderful, Emer?
You are wonderful.
Now, Emer, I have to say, I am really digging the vibe at the moment, because it's one of those things where I'm going to say it, I'm going to bring it out there, and I hope I don't offend, but you're giving emo vibe.
Oh my God, yes.
And I love it so much. It looks really, really cool. I love the nose ring. I like the hair. I'm digging it. Is that what the young kids say, right? I'm digging it, right? I think it's great.
He's panicking now. He's panicking.
I'm not panicking. I'm just like, will you be bringing a bit of panic at the disco to your show?
I wish. Hopefully, maybe.
Yeah.
Possibly.
I think you should. More emo vibes on Spin, I think. More central, drinking Monster at the Central Bank, that's what we like to do.
I hope I'm not giving off fruity teen.
No, you're not giving off fruity teen. No.
So come here, talk to us. Radio's always been a fascination for you. You're dying to get cracking here.
100%, I'm dying for it. Like, I love radio. I remember just like, there's so many key voices in my head that I've grown up with.
Go on, name them.
Dave
and Emma. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, there you go.
Adam, come on. No, who are your big
voices? My big ones, definitely Marty. Marty's been like...
Are we talking Marty Guilfoyle or Marty Whelan?
Both.
Who are you talking about first?
Marty Guilfoyle.
Funny.
She was.
Because he's been on Spin for what, over 10 years now?
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
So
yeah.
Since I've been 14.
Wow.
So yeah.
Okay, fair
literally
enough.
Literally coming up from school listening to Marty.
I know. Scary.
That's class. Really cool. I'd be chuffed to hear that.
Yeah.
Go on, who else?
I don't know. Like Joe Duffy, obviously.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. 5-1-5-5-1.
When I was on my Erasmus in Budapest and I just missed home a little bit, I'd throw on Liveline.
No.
Just every now and again.
See what the Irish people were giving out of it.
Yeah.
I needed it. I like it. Come here. So you're going to be taking over this new Sunday slot. What do you think you're going to bring to it? What's it going to be? How is it going to be a little bit different?
I want to delve into people's secrets.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Yes, girl.
Yeah, I want to expose everything.
See, I was spot on with the emo vibe, wasn't I?
No. Definitely not. So first up, I have, I have a few ideas that are coming up. I want people to go into their phones, reveal all, and...
Very nice.
Give me a little...
And if you're not hearing that correctly, that's her rings that are cracking together. And she's going to read your palm with those rings. Right, that sounds great. And what about music vibes? What's your music taste?
Music vibes, everything, apart from jazz.
I really like jazz. I love a bit of jazz.
You know what,
but don't worry, we don't
play on Spin a lot.
We don't play jazz.
That could be a problem.
We do play jazzy. Is that okay?
We love jazzy.
Okay,
that's
good.
Amazing.
Well, then we're off to a flying start. You're going to fit in very, very well here.
Thank you.
Have you been live on the radio before?
I have not.
Okay.
It's going to be my first time.
Okay. How do you normally feel about adrenaline-y things?
I love it.
Yeah,
I love to turn myself straight into things.
Okay,
well, you're going to get a good adrenaline buzz. Yeah. It goes away after a while, but at the beginning, it's very much there.
Okay.
Do you have any questions for us being, you know, very experienced radio presenter?
I don't know, what gets you pumped and buzzed? Because obviously you guys are up early in the morning.
Oh, do you know what gets
David's
me
face,
pumped?
He's just so beautiful.
Do you know what gets
me? I come in here and I look at that bundle of joy and I say, for the next 3.5 hours,
I have to stare
I'm going
to
be within a meeting, within a meter of him, and that just brings me boundless joy.
You get to spend every single minute.
Every single morning. Yeah. When you just wake up, the first face I see is his.
Like, do you know what I get buzzed about? I love this. I love going home.
Yeah.
I love it so much. And it's just a fantastic part of the job that you'll get to do as well.
The
second you go home for the first time, nothing better.
Amazing.
Nothing better.
Listen, you're working with the lovely Michaela Hayes on this as well behind the scenes. Michaela's sound is a pound. How are you getting on so far?
I love Michaela so much. She's unreal. She is so sound. She understands everything. She does it as like a high speed pace. I'm like a high speed person too. So I'm like, yes, my brain is
working. Michaela is a million miles an hour, isn't she?
Yeah. She is, isn't she?
Yeah. She'll have you like all technically trained. She'll have you ready in no time. She's such a, you don't need a pump up song. You just need Michaela.
Yeah.
You're good.
She's kind of like, what do you call those people? She's your real
motivator.
Motivator. She kind of pumps you up, doesn't she?
She's Miss Motivator, yeah.
Yeah, she's great for that. Oh my God, you're going to have a blast. This is what Michaela hates. You will end up talking like this, though. Spin 103.8.
Emer, don't mind. It's going to be great. We can't wait to hear your brand new show Sunday night from
9 o'clock.
Bring it on, Emer. The best of luck, guys.
Nice one, Emer.
Thank you.
Enjoy it.
Spins, fully charged.
Have you heard all this? havoc over the last few days. And it's, I suppose it's been coming for a long time. I suppose it's about time it made some headlines. Essentially, this is all regarding the groping of Molly Malone's boobies.
Oh, do you know what? When we started the new year, I was just like writing down some ideas for stuff to bring to the show. And I was like, can we stop? I wrote that down on my phone. Can we stop touching Molly's boobs?
Yeah, there's got to be a way. There's got to be something we can do. And on the back of this, there's a busker called Tilly Cripwell. And she always busks around that area. And she's noticed this going on and on with tourists and dubs doing this. And she's kind of set up a campaign over the last couple of years just being like, please stop doing this.
Yeah.
And she's finally being heard because Dublin City Council are considering one of her plans, which is to elevate the statue out of reach so that people can't get up and touch her boobies anymore. Now, the thing about it is, she made a good point, which made me feel very feminist. She said that the statues of men in Dublin would be elevated. So she said.
That's a really good point.
Which I didn't realise before, and that made me go, yeah, Tilly! Elevate our Molly. Get her up high. And she's also called to restore the colouring of the statue. What's even worse about Molly's boobs is because people, the evidence of the groping is so evident because they're a different shade now.
They're like
shade.
Still gold or something, aren't they? Like the rest is copper and it's just been touched so much that it's kind of worn off the colour of it. But that's what I was thinking. If you coloured it again, would it stop? Because the reason people are touching it is because people could walk along. Well, obviously some people are creeps, but you walk past it and you go, oh, it's a thing. People, you're supposed to touch your boobs because it's gold, obviously. And
so it's like touch the gold or whatever.
There's a bridge in Prague that has like this kind of like weird shape on it, and it's gold because people always touch it when they walk by.
Right.
But the rest of the shape is all copper. It's just a specific part of it.
Okay.
So I think if we coloured it correctly,
look,
people would
elevating
stop.
It's a good. You mentioned this morning, Dave. Get Molly on top of the spire.
Yeah,
I mean it's a stick.
I think
get her lovely boobs elevated to where they should be, seen by passing planes, etc. Safe away from the creeps.
I think so too.
At all costs.
Yeah, you could put the top of the spire through one of her little spokes or something from the wheels of her cart.
She can even hang on the side. Maybe she'll just have a lie down. She's been standing there for years.
Yeah,
we do have some other suggestions for Dublin City Council if you're listening this morning on this to get this sorted for once and for all. One is I'd love to get one of those grease-proof papers. Like, dip my hand with the grease-proof paper into a big tub of grease and rub it all over her. That sounds creepy, but the next person who goes to touch her boobs is going to slide and it's going to be embarrassing and that's probably fall.
Emma's wants to paint her with anti-climb paint.
Yeah, exactly. I want fake CCTV cameras attached to each boob. I want them to kind of move with the people who are approaching, and then I wanted to capture some kind of footage actually, so maybe it's not fake, and then that goes onto a Molly Malone like creeper Instagram page.
Yes, that's very good.
Upload
right above what's the church right beside it there on Suffolk Street, it's St Andrews or something I think it is, and you could have like a big screen. It could be just like flash it up, creep alert,
yeah, and then literally the camera's just taking the footage of this creep going up with the hand and it's just like
brilliant.
I also think someone in Dublin City Council, their main job as an employer should be, or employees should I say, sorry, is to sit in main office, have like a hidden camera in Molly, and when someone approaches they just scream at them.
Yeah, very good. Get away.
Yeah, yeah.
Creep, get away.
Yeah, really funny. I think they could attach a big spring boxing glove to her waist and bong the nose of anyone who approaches from a distance. You know those ones that are on those kind of metal
Do you remember when you were a kid and your parents would want to stop you from biting your nails, so they put stop and grow on your nails? If you could find something for that, for the boobs, that'd be great. Like every time you touched it, you like got an allergic reaction or something.
Totally.
Do you know what I mean? That's what I'm thinking,
I think pepper spray should come out of each nipple as well. Just blind people as they approach.
You may have to take her dress off a little bit.
I also think what you need to do as well, because nothing scares men more than judgy women, I don't think, in groups. So we need to create other statue of the Molly army, all just with their hands folded, giving them real dirty looks like, I'm judging you so hard.
I've walked by Molly Malone, I'd say 100,000 times in my life, and I have never touched her boobs. Am I missing out on something? Will we go down?
For the last time before we put her on top of the fire, Dave, off you go. Have a feel. Don't. That sounds so creepy.
Get ready. Spin 103X Golden
Ticket. Yeah. How long? It's like, you know the way people say on the second week, third week of January, is it too late to be saying Happy New Year?
Yeah.
It's been a week now. Do we still say this is the new home of the Golden Ticket, or do we just assume the people are...
No, I'd say this is the new home of the Golden Ticket, yeah.
Another week or so?
Yeah, another couple of weeks.
Before it gets real boring?
Yeah,
fair enough.
Okay. Maybe you're listening and you've never even heard of the Golden Ticket. We do it every single day at this time. We used to do it at 8 o'clock, but don't worry about that. We don't do that anymore. Now we do it at 9:30.
Cool. The Golden Ticket... nearly 9:45. Listen, we want to send you on your holidays, all with thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. 7 nights and your flights at the pier in Vacances Village, which just looks gorgeous. It's in Fuerteventura. You could be heading over there, kicking, backing, relaxing and enjoying the sun.
Amazing.
On to give this a lash to win this morning is Chelsea. Are you on your way to work at the moment, Chelsea, or are you in work at the moment?
Yeah, what I'm currently on the way.
What do you do, Chelsea?
I'm a social care worker.
Oh, very good. Great job. Fair play. And tell us this, your name. Is one of your parents a Chelsea supporter?
They're actually not. I don't know where the name came from. I think it was just God knows for the moment.
Okay, fair enough. I really, really like it. It's a very
gorgeous
cool name.
Do your friends call you Chels?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Come here, Chels. Can we call you Chels? Because we're calling your friends.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so. Chels, when's the last time you got away on a holiday? Maybe got some sun into your bones?
Last year. It's been a while, actually.
Well, in fairness now, Chelsea, it's only March. Last year wasn't that long ago.
That's true, but
it feels like it was a long winter that we got through, wasn't it?
Long.
Where
winter,
were you?
Yeah, I was in Australia.
Oh, very nice. Were you living there or were you on holidays?
I was living there.
And you came back! Chelsea, I believe. Unbelievable. Well, welcome back. Welcome on home. And you deserve to go somewhere nice in the EU.
Because we love the EU around here.
We love the EU. So let's see if we can get you
to...
I presume Fuerteventura is the EU, isn't it? Yeah, it would be, surely. All right, Chelsea, this is Emma and Dave's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
I just heard it on the radio this morning and I was like, sure, I'll give it a bash.
Okay, good. Well, if you've ever heard a radio station in Australia called Kiss 106.5, we completely stole this game from them. All right, so this is the game. Right, 25 seconds are going to go on the clock, Chelsea. 5 songs and artists are going to play. You need to guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds. If you do that, you'll win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. Now, if it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist that's on the song. Let's say if it's a collaboration or something like that. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once though, and you can't do it on the final song. So if you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Chelsea?
Yeah.
Basically, it's 25 seconds on the clock. You got to guess 5 songs and artists. Simple as that. Chelsea, where are you from?
Blanchardstown.
Chelsea from Blanchardstown. The very best of luck. Song 1 on Emma and Dave's Golden Ticket plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Hi. Mustard on the beat. Beat boat in rap.
I think it's coming up on the show every day at this stage.
Yeah.
Massive.
We played it earlier on. Kendrick Lamar and Not Like Us. Remember he sang it at the Super Bowl, Chelsea?
No. Not ringing a bell?
No.
Okay,
no.
Listen, that's fine. Let's forget about it. We're back to 25 seconds. This is a brand new game and we're kicking off with a brand new song one.
All right, let's do it, Chelsea. A brand new song one. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
You got a lot of nerve, don't you, baby?
Morgan Wallen?
Yeah. What's the song title?
It Takes Two?
No.
That's the lyric, isn't it? But no, it's not the name of the song.
Oh, come on.
Come on, girl.
He also sings with Post Malone, and it's called I
Had.
Do I have it all?
No, 2, 1. It sounded like you said...
Takes it all.
I had a dog. No, that is I had some help.
It is.
So annoying. So tough.
It's all right. It was fun to chat.
Yeah, Chelsea, did you have fun?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Okay, amazing. And Chelsea, tell us this. Why did you come home from Australia?
Was it for all the
help? Just missing home.
Yeah. And it's obviously crap over there, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, people should stop moving.
There's nothing like home.
No, exactly. There you go. Everyone listening who's thinking about going to Australia. Chelsea, thank you so much and I hope you have a wonderful day.
No problem, all.
Bye.
See you soon.
Good
thank
luck.
You.
Bye.
Bye. Got a video from my brother this morning. He's in Arley Beach in Australia and it is biblical. Lashing out of the heavens. Storms like you'd see in the west of Ireland during one of those big monsoon events. The golden ticket's back tomorrow on the show after 9:30. Your chance to win that holiday. You can register early with the word golden in a WhatsApp to 087-711-103.
Good morning.
It looks like it's going to be another nice day. Life is G.
There was injustice last night.
When?
Injustice. Life was not G for Julian Alvarez. I want to talk about the penalty shootout. Wait till you hear this.
Right?
No, you're going to be interested in this. Atletico Madrid are playing Real Madrid, right? Champions League. Knockout stage, right? Second leg. And it goes to a penalty shootout. I'm there watching it. I'm like, it's very late. I want to go to bed. Julian Alvarez gets up to take his penalty.
Who does he play for? Which one?
Plays for Atletico.
Oh.
Okay. He goes and he runs up to kick the ball. He slips, all right? His left foot touches the ball. And then he kicks it with his right foot. He scores. disallowed because it's a double kick. Atletico lose the penalty shootout and are out of the Champions League.
What?
Absolute injustice.
Okay, wait now.
Didn't even change the trajectory of the ball, didn't like move the ball when it was on the spot. It just literally touched. And Real Madrid have won enough Champions League. I was really rooting for Atletico on this one, to be honest. And it was absolutely ridiculous.
That would roll me up was Twitter. It's kind of like those moments in Love Island I can relate to that caused such hype that I get on Twitter and see what people are saying.
Never thought about that. That Julian Alvarez penalty was like Love Island.
It was like that recoupling after Casa Amor.
Yeah, exactly.
On Twitter, what are people saying?
Injustice.